This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. All year long, each week in synagogue, the Jewish people read the Torah, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. Here's Fellowship President Yael Eckstein.
Have you ever wondered why the holiday of Passover is called Passover? Sure, in the 10th plague, God passed over the houses of the Israelites, but that's just one of the many miracles that we read about in this Bible story. Why not name the holiday after the miracle of the parting of the sea? Or why not call it Exodus, which describes the whole story? Why Passover? In Jewish tradition, Passover is a time of change. All year long, we talk about the changes we'd like to make in our lives, becoming more patient or less angry, making more time for prayer and Bible study. Maybe we'd like to make a major change to our lifestyles. All year long, we talk and we think and we plan. Maybe the message of Passover is that it's time to pass over all of the talking and thinking and planning and skip right to the doing. The time to change is now.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.